Thank you very much. The bill that was referred to, of course, is the so-called Nuclear Regulatory Act of 1997. It's a bill that was introduced in the House of Representatives last year and is still in the process of being considered by the various committees in the House of Representatives. In the Commerce Committee, it has passed the subcommittee, but has not yet been considered by the full Commerce Committee. If it does pass out of the Commerce Committee, it then would have to go to two other committees, one of which I sit on, which is the Resources Committee. That's a committee that has jurisdiction over all the natural resources of the country, and also the Transportation Committee. So we have a number of opportunities to influence the outcome of this particular piece of legislation in a positive way. You mentioned Akwesasne, and I would be remiss if I didn't support what you said about Akwesasne, because I have some direct knowledge of the PCB dump on Akwesasne up on the St. Lawrence River, and the fact that the environmental agencies have not really handled that situation the way they should. That is, the Department of Environmental Conservation here in New York and the Environmental Protection Agency at the federal level, both are negligent in dealing with that in a straightforward, upfront way that will address the serious contamination of the PCB-laden dump that is located there. We know PCBs are very dangerous. They bioaccumulate, particularly in fatty tissues, and they are carcinogenic, as well as being traced as the source of other human ailments. So PCBs are very serious, and in certain circumstances give off dioxins and a whole array of other kinds of chemicals. So it's very appropriate that you raise that issue in this particular context. With regard to the Nuclear Regulatory Act and the issue of nuclear power, years ago, many people, not myself, but as many as 30 and 40 years ago, people were raising the flag about nuclear power across this country. They were saying, they're talking about the instability of it, they were talking about the dangers associated with it. We saw those in Pennsylvania, down in Harrisburg, for example, where we had that very serious accident just a few years ago. Ultimately, they also talked about the serious consequences of the very heavily radioactive waste that comes as a result of using nuclear power to generate electricity. And they asked a very basic question: what are we going to do with that nuclear waste? And the answer to that question all too often was, that's a long way down the road, don't worry about it, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Well, we're about to cross that bridge now, and that bridge is the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. And I can tell you this, we ain't going to cross it. Now we're at the point where we have to face up to this problem. Now, as an alleged solution, the masterminds behind the nuclear energy and the people who have worked in conjunction with them in the government have located a site out in Nevada, and that site has been in preparation now for some time and is in fact prepared to accept these wastes. That was their solution. This is an area, as the Indigo Girls will talk about, I'm sure, that is sacred to Native Americans. And it's another example, as is Akwesasne, of the way in which we have not honored our responsibility to those people who were the first ones on this continent, long in pre-Columbian days, long before our European ancestors arrived here. We know the whole legacy of broken treaties and all of that business. This is the latest example of that kind of very high-handed approach to the way that the government has dealt with Native Americans. So this is, in fact, a bad idea. It's bad for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is the transportation problems. If you were transporting nuclear waste from nuclear power plants, Yankee, for example, over in Connecticut, other nuclear power plants, anywhere else in New England, heading for Nevada, you've got to cross the Hudson River to get there. And the way that they would do it is to go across the 84 and across the Newburgh Beacon Bridge and then out west and down to south and west. Obviously, this plan is just replete with difficulty with regard to the transportation problems over long distances and, of course, the storage problems. It's now been shown that rainwater percolating down into this site out in Nevada percolates down in the short space of just 50 years, whereas before people were saying it would take thousands of years before the water cycle were completed. Well, now we know it happens in a much shorter period of time. Scientific proof of that. So there are a host of reasons with regard to fairness and equity and justice and just plain simple safety and good sense why this is a bad idea, and why we should not be transporting these nuclear waste, transuranic wastes, all the way across the country for this kind of depository in a place where it doesn't really belong. So I'm delighted to be here with the Indigo Girls particularly, and delighted to have the opportunity to meet them, obviously, as we all are, and to pay tribute to them also for the work that they do, not only in providing some terrific entertainment, but also doing it with a very acute social conscience and spending so much of their time and their resources on trying to make this a better world and a safer place, particularly for people who have not had that kind of appropriate attention in the past. So it's an honor for me to be here. I'm delighted to take part in this, and I thank you very, very much for coming. Thank you.